whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I am Jessica Young.
And we are here to rant and rave. I don't know why I keep doing that.
I can't help it.
I'm going to just get right into it right off the bat, guys. I want to tell you how to contact us, because if you have something that aggravates you, send it to us. We're going to rant it out for you. We're going to tell you that it's okay for you to be aggravated about it.
We want you to be aggravated about
That's
it.
Right,
so you can let it go.
You're going to let it go. We're going to take a deep cleansing breath. We're going to get all that poop out. You can contact us at Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. There's a contact button on there. Or you can just email us, just straight up email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. We really, really want to encourage you guys. Please, please, please. It only takes half a second to rate. Then it takes like 30 seconds to review. We'd love to get 5 stars. I listen to other podcasts that they're like, if you don't mind, please stop by, give us a 5-star rating. I'm like, that's bold, but I've decided to do it. I'm being bold. And subscribe. But most of all, guys, you know, the people don't know a lot about the podcast world. It's difficult for you to become known in the podcast world if you're not a celebrity have a network behind you. Jessica and I are a couple of weirdos that sit in my house and do this for fun because we want to spread joy.
Yes.
So please, please, please tell everyone you love, tell everyone you hate, tell everyone you meet.
I have a few friends who've gotten their mothers listening to it.
I love it.
I was shocked and thought, I don't know how that's going to go. Okay. They, so far, so good.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe even if you don't like it, just rate and review us and say, yeah, I like it because they're nice. And then don't listen. I don't know. Or just let it play in the background and don't listen. Just anything.
Why are you being weird?
Oh, believe me.
Weirdo of the week right here. Uh-huh.
Listen, we're going to get into some stuff. Jessica, I'm in a weird phase, believe me. Anyway, please, guys, we want to grow. And most of the reason we want to grow is we don't want people to feel like they're alone. We've all got shit going on. We also just want to fill people up with goodness. We want to talk about charity organizations, hometown heroes, good news stories, because there's just so much negative in the world right now. You know, I have started, I always say I follow more animals than I do people. I think that's true. But anyway, through this and through our listeners, Jessica and I have learned so many ways that we can help out in the community. Yeah. And one of the ways that Jessica and I want to help is spreading the word for you guys.
Yes.
So we've got this platform here, guys. Take advantage.
Take advantage.
Hit us up. Jessica.
Dana.
How was your week?
It was great.
Yeah?
Sure.
Sure.
No, it really was great. I'm still feel jet lagged. I was in Canada.
Yes.
And it was so pleasant and delightful and non-aggressive.
Oh, nice. Canadians are lovely, huh?
They really are.
Yeah.
It's very calm to be, even in a major city. I was in Toronto and Montreal. I was born in Montreal, but raised in the U.S. Even in major cities like that, there is a different level of calmness and a different level of respect, citizen to citizen. And it was very palpable. And I know I've talked about it before. It just, the minute I landed back at LAX, I was like, my hair was bristled up.
Yeah, you just felt it.
It was hustle and bustle.
I mean, even when I go to the Midwest and come back, I always say coming back to LA is like getting on a treadmill that's already running.
Oh, that's so perfect.
That's true. My God. And then once you get settled in, you're like, we're all running, so it's fine.
Yes.
But it's initially jarring.
Totally.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention for our listeners, I think it was all over the news. I don't know. Maybe I'm just putting us in the center of the picture.
No.
But we had earthquakes.
Yeah. Two.
Two big ones.
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. It was pretty. They were long, Jessica.
Yeah.
Long enough for me to have this thought process. I was laying in bed watching Netflix because my son was watching something in the big TV room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why is the dog scratching so much? Because my bed was shaking. And then I started hearing things rattle. Mm-hmm. So I ran and I was like, come here. And I make us stand in a doorway. Mm-hmm. There's so many different thoughts right. of what you should do, but that's just always what I do. And it was very long. Everything hanging yeah. in my house was shaking. The blinds were shaking. And then the very next day, the same thing. And it was even longer. I don't think it was as strong, but it was longer.
Yeah.
And I think I freaked my kid out because I don't know if we've talked about, we're not like a religious podcast, so we don't talk, you know, about that kind of stuff much. But I think it's fairly well known. I was raised very religious. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that stuff sticks with you.
Sure.
And I would consider myself, I do have faith mm-hmm. and spiritual and blah, blah, blah. I still pray, things like that. Mm-hmm. I started praying so hard. Dear Lord Jesus, make the ground stop shaking. Make it stop, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, keep us safe. My kid was staring at me like I had lost my mind. It was so long. I had time for all of that.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, that's...
Oh, dear Jesus, make it stop. Keep the house safe. Save the gas lines. Oh, dear Jesus. And I was like, should I fill the bathtub with water?
I love that that's where your mind went, because I'm always so discombobulated from an earthquake, and I always think I'm either hallucinating or that my vertigo is acting up.
Oh, okay.
I was standing in the kitchen. I had just gotten a cup of coffee, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Literally, and like put my hand down, and I was like, I don't feel so good. And Alan's like, there's an earthquake going on. Like, he was sitting on the couch, and I was just in the kitchen thinking I was surfing the waves of the linoleum because I hadn't had my coffee yet. It was very long. It was very jarring.
It was,
you get used
I don't know.
To it. It's
yes.
not like we like it, but no. we've experienced it.
I don't, was it like this at your house? So for me here, it first started just shaking.
Yes.
And then it started going side to side.
The rolling.
And then the rolling.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is such a weird.
It's so weird. The rolling sensation.
Your brain knows that your floor should not be rolling.
Yeah.
And it's such an odd thing. It does take people time to realize what's going on.
Totally.
Because it's so outside of the norm.
Yeah. I'll tell you something I'm very grateful for. We all were annoyed last year just by the noise and how long they were there every day. But my apartment building was retrofitted last mm-hmm. year.
That's wonderful.
Luckily. And honestly, as soon as it was done, the first thing I said was, well, I'm glad they retrofitted that building finally. That building. Our building.
Yeah.
But... seriously, that it's was a strong one.
I read an article that was talking about statistically, so the quake at the epicenter, mm-hmm. it was, I don't remember how many miles away it was, but it was fairly far because they felt yeah. it in Vegas too.
Yeah.
But statistically, it was a 7.1 and it was big. Yeah. And statistically, in the past, before we had done so much work to retrofit things in LA, right. it would have caused severe damage. So we're yeah. very lucky that LA, you know, I used to work in the U.S. Bank Tower downtown mm-hmm. on the top floor,
oh, wow.
which is, if you know anything about downtown L.A., it's the tallest building.
Yes.
It's a circular building. And I worked on the top floor and I went through a couple of earthquakes there. And that building is built on rollers. So it literally swings
oh, wow.
in the sky. And we were swinging back and forth. That
how scary
was terrifying.
I mean,
terrifying.
When you said U.S. Bank, that's the first thing I can picture in the skyline.
It sways
downtown.
Back and forth. Because it's built on rollers. God. It is so scary, I can't even tell you.
Well, I'm really freaking thinking of that because the second earthquake we had was the next day.
Yes.
And I was upstairs putting makeup on before work. And I was at, because my apartment is two stories, our bedrooms are upstairs. That made a huge difference just being one floor up.
Oh, I bet.
So I can't even imagine. What were you on, the 30th floor? Is it
oh,
higher?
Oh, Jessica. The 50? 74th floor.
Nope. What? It's that many floors?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
So scary. Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh,
we haven't had like significant earthquakes like that in a while.
Yeah.
I said, this is because I'm a terrible person. I was like, well, maybe we could have a couple more scaries like that, but no damage and people will move. I said to my friends, I was like, come on, guys. Come on, let's roll a little bit more and I'll get bigger houses. Awful.
Oh, that's too good. We're so overpopulated here.
Yeah.
You understand that the entire population of Canada, the entire nation, all provinces included, is less than the population of the
of
state California.
Of California. Yeah. It's so crazy. The thing that bugs me about it is the traffic.
Yes.
So I always say, like, this is also mean. Listen, I'm getting ready to talk about how I'm a weirdo. And you just said I'm a weirdo. We all know it. Let's accept it and move on. What the? This is my phone.
It's a magic flute.
Hello? I'm turning it off. Oh my God. It's a magic flute. See, I told you I'm weird. What the hell's wrong with me? Wait, now I have to remember what I was going to say. We're talking about earthquakes.
This is really pathetic. I don't know.
Oh, how weird I am.
Oh.
So this is an example of how weird I am. So my husband was working out of town, mm-hmm. and I've been single parenting, yeah. which I just want to shout out to any single parent out there.
Heck yeah.
We all know it's hard. We don't get how hard it is until we're doing it. So, you know, I'm a single mother out here in LA, no family. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there were, we both caught colds because he was in a summer school program, like extended school year, and he caught a cold, and we were FaceTiming with his daddy, and he full-blown sneezed right on my face. And Dan Tipton and I were both like, oh no, that's it. That's the end. I'm getting sick, period.
Biological warfare.
I mean, it was just the worst. And of course, 2 days later, the next day I have a sore throat. And then the day after that, I'm down for the count. Yeah. I mean down. Because kids are resilient. Adults are jaded and broken. And we get sick. We get taken down for the count. And so I didn't see other adults for a period of 14 days.
No.
Okay. Besides like an audition here or you know, something like that, but not like speaking and hanging out like I do with you. You were out of town, you know.
Yes.
So obviously you keep me somewhat sane. So my friend Sarah Baker had a birthday party. It was her birthday.
Nice.
And every year we go to this same place. It's very dark, which I love. You know, basically all the same people, all of our mm-hmm. friends, whatever. I was such a weirdo. I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, and then out of nowhere, I go, "You smell good." And she goes, "Oh, thank you." Just such a monster. And it just, I was like, I'm aware that was weird. Try again, Dana. I'm talking to a very good friend of mine, Matt, and he goes, "How you doing?" And I was like, "Good, good." He goes, "Everything all right?" And I go, "Sure, why?" He goes, "I don't know. Your energy seems a little off." And I was like, "He knows I'm crazy. He knows I'm crazy." I go, "Oh, well, I haven't seen many adults lately." Like, I could not be a normal human. So I just didn't leave my house for the next 2 days.
Oh my God. It's weird how isolating that can be. But seriously, even just after a few days, if you're not in a regular routine or have...
You're just weird.
I heard that from many parents. When you're solo with a child at home, it can literally make you go mad sometimes.
Well, and I think back about when I was younger and didn't have a kid and I would get like depressed or whatever because I didn't have a regular mm-hmm. job with regular hours. My schedule's all over the place. And sometimes you just get depressed and you sleep and you don't sleep. And I would get weird that way too. Part of me just thinks everyone believes because I do podcasting, I do improv, I'm an actress that I'm very extroverted and it's easy for me to be social.
Always on.
Yes, that is not the case.
Right.
I'm an introverted extrovert. And a self-loathing narcissist. But so it's a skill I have to be able to be social. And clearly, if I don't work out those muscles, I am batshit crazy.
You were also probably like...
I was still not feeling well.
I was going to say, like, your head's swimming. You kind of feel like it's floating like a balloon. You probably felt discombobulated from being sick on top of it.
I mean, I literally contemplated eating one of my cat's CBD chews.
No. Oh, my God.
Is that rock bottom?
Liver flavored.
Chicken, you beast.
Is the dose of chai enough for a human? Why am I even asking
I don't
that?
Know.
They make it for pets. They make it for humans.
They make it for humans.
Take
I didn't
the
have
one
any.
For humans.
I didn't have any. That bag was sitting in there and it doesn't help her. She's evil. But I thought, well, maybe.
Oh, are those for the cat that peed on my backpack?
Can I please tell you more stories about that cat? She's really mad because we've got the new cat, Ollie. Mm-hmm. Now, he's been here for 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. but he's starting to kind of be over her.
Oh.
And so she would hiss at him and swat at him, and he would just look at her like, I could sit on your face. Mm-hmm. He's so big, yep. right? Well, now he's just kind of done with it. I think he's like, you've had time, you bitch. So they've been tussling at night, and I have to break it up. Aww. Not major, but just right. like yelling, a little bit of bitch slapping. Like, well, it's made her furious. So not only did she pee on your bag, then I don't know if I told you this, she peed on my makeup bag.
What?
Specifically my makeup bag. I had to get rid of some like highlight powders and that yes. stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
I've washed that bag 3 times and it still smells like cat pee. Mm-hmm. Then the, what would you say? Piece de la resistance.
Piece de resistance. I can't even say it. Piece de resistance.
P.S. The postscript. So I was shooting something for a friend and 20 minutes before I had to leave, this tells a lot about who I am. Apparently, I don't put on my bra until I have to leave 20 yeah, minutes before I leave.
Same.
She specifically peed on my bra.
No.
20 minutes before I nope. went to shoot all day. Nope. I was like, what is wrong with you, you monster? I get that you're pissed off. Run away! Run away then!
Oh my God.
I cannot handle you pissing on my important things. She's picking the things that I need.
Yeah.
Can't live without makeup.
Nope.
I will look like a gutter beast. Can't live without a bra. I won't be able to walk. I'll be kicking my titties everywhere.
The first time that I left my backpack on your dining table, instead of like usually bringing it where we're recording or I would hang it on the back of a chair, I left it laying flat.
Yeah.
And then remember I went to leave and man.
Just puddle a pee on it.
She was like, F off. Don't yeah. ever bring your stuff here again.
Don't you put your shit on my table. I can't leave anything on that table. She'll pee on it.
Unreal.
She is just.
She is a mean, wholly mean pissed lady. Off.
I listen. If you guys don't follow me personally on Instagram, I'm not like, ooh, I need more followers. But at least just go. I'm public, so you don't have to follow me. It's fine. I'll get over it. But there, I did. If you scroll down, there's a picture of her mm-hmm. in her evil, evil eyes. Did you see that?
Yes.
She just.
Her
looks
name is Cutter.
Her name's Cutter, and I said she will cut you. She will do it. She is mean. She can't help it. She's just mean.
Maybe you need to start a page for Cutter.
About how mean she is?
Yeah, just pictures of her, examples, Cutter-isms.
If I did that, do you think someone would adopt her? My husband and I even thought about paying the $5,000 to take her up north to that King's Cat Sanctuary.
What?
So there's some sanctuary, and I'm going to get all the numbers wrong, but it's something like this. It's like 15 acres. There's 3 houses and a shed.
Oh, wow.
It's all for cats, and you pay $5,000, and that takes care of them for the rest of their life. So it goes to food, litter, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they just basically, it's just a cat community mm-hmm. where they all just live and whatever. But they have to be... They have to be neutered and spayed and whatever.
Sure.
But you pay that $5,000. And after she broke a vintage lamp of mine, it was one of those that looks like a statue and it had a little like cloth around it.
Like an art deco. Uh-huh.
But then the bottom was a glass bulb and it was a separate light that lit up. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like someone drove a truck through my house. She knocked it off the thing. I wanted to strangle her with my bare hands. And I love animals so much. She's the first animal I've ever met where I was like, I need to take her to a shelter. But then again, I thought she was lost one night and I was out in the neighborhood running around crying, Cutter, Cutter, come ruin my life again. Cutter, Cutter. I don't know.
Listeners, is there an equivalent to Caesar in Milan?
For cats, there is.
Is there
Hellcat.
A cat whisperer?
Yes.
Really?
And my sister is like, you've got to call him. It's Hellcat is the name of the show.
What?
And he's this super cool dude. But I told her, I don't want to call him. He's going to be like, well, she's bored. You need to build shelves on your ceiling for her to run around on. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. She's already taken so much from me.
Or he's going to be like Caesar, all 5 feet of him, and just go, tss. And the animal's going to stop dead in their tracks and know who's boss.
Yeah, but not for me. She won't do that for me. He'll probably be like, yeah, lady, eat those cat CBD chews. You've got an evil one on your hands and there's nothing I can do.
I have to say, I think cats are not, I'm not saying they're not trainable, but it's certainly different than a dog.
I think they're not trainable.
There's Pavlov's law or whatever for a reason. Like, dogs can be trained no matter what.
They say they're the only animal that actually chooses to live with you. You don't choose them.
The cat.
Yes.
Interesting.
I always say my friend Candace has a kitty cat that I say her cat Missy adopted her. She didn't adopt her cat because the cat just started coming in her house.
Oh.
And stayed. But she's sweet and she doesn't pee on people's backpacks. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Ooh, this was interesting opening. It's about to get better. Are you ready to start walking into our rant section?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so unfortunately for you guys, I'm starting. I would like to rant about something I've discovered about myself in my old age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if this is just me, the weirdo. But I feel like everybody's got something we weren't expecting in old age. Right? Don't you think?
A lot of things.
Yeah. Like, you know, like, oh, I might get sick and die, but that's kind of the extent of it.
Oh, my God.
You don't realize. Like, you hear that you get shorter, which does happen.
Yeah.
Your feet get bigger. Your nose gets bigger. Well, for me personally, in my old age, I have realized that I cry and puke all the time. So I'll cry at the drop of a feather. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've noticed that on the show. And then also when I get stressed out or really upset, I vomit. It's so weird, Jessica.
It is weird.
So what made me come to this realization finally, because it just keeps happening. And I was like, oh my God, maybe there's something in my brain. I'm like stressing out and it's triggering some physical reaction, you know. No, I think I'm just weird. So I was at a Jamba Juice the other day with my writing partner. We were working on
some
stuff.
What kind of boost did you get?
Immunity. I was sick. Oh. I actually went in and said, I need the biggest of something that will make me healthier. I have a cold. And they were like, okay, great. You want this. And it was delicious. And it cost me $8.
Yep.
$7.98, I guess. But let's just say $8. So we're sitting there. We're working. Things are going great. Coming up with the next best ideas. Mm-hmm. Probably going to sell them and be super famous.
Yeah.
So look out for that. It's worked out real well so far. Anyway, I felt like a hair tickling me in the back of my throat. And I start coughing. And I already had a cough anyway. So it instigated more coughing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I go, oh, no. And I slapped my hand against my face.
Oh, God.
And I vomited a little bit. So I was like, I better get to the bathroom. Jamba Juice is very sparse. We were at a tiny metal table with two chairs. And then there's only like a bar against the window. Mm-hmm. Right. So I was like, I got to get to the bathroom. Well, the bathroom, and I have my hand slapped against my face with vomit smushed on my face. Okay.
Is it through their kitchen?
It's beside their kitchen. Mm-hmm. And then there's a code on the door.
Oh,
well,
God.
Thankfully, I had been pee-pee earlier, so I remembered the code.
Lucky duck.
Thank God, because okay. I certainly couldn't have asked for it. My hand and my mouth was full of vomit. So I punch in the code. I go in. I put my head in the toilet to release.
Mm-hmm.
Some man had been in there.
Nope.
Didn't flush.
Of course not.
The seat was still up, and I stuck my face into hot, foamy piss warmth.
Okay.
It was still, I could feel the heat coming off the frothy piss. Because that's one of the differences between boys and girls. Boys' pee-pee falls a lot farther. So it is a foam. There is a urinary foam that happens, which made me have to puke more.
I can't.
So I went to the sink and I puked my entire $8 Robux. I was so mad.
How did a hair get wrapped around your uvula?
I don't know. I don't know. But I couldn't, like, your instinct is to stick your finger back there and get it out, but
well,
that'll gag you.
Well, also, you can't reach it. And yes, if I feel, and you know what a hair feels like.
It's the worst.
It's an instant trigger. You could have just had nothing or have been drinking a glass of water and all bets are off.
Yeah. Ugh. It was awful. But then to get that warm.
No, enough.
Oh, I have an animal fact.
Okay.
Did you know that frogs can't vomit?
What?
Isn't that weird? If I somehow biologically engineered myself to get like frog cells in me, then I'd stop vomiting and I'd be normal again.
Oh my God.
However, My experience with vomit this week does not hold a candle to what happened to you. We should have given a trigger warning about this episode.
Yeah, you better buckle up for this
buckle
one,
up,
folks.
People. Jessica, what happened to you?
So I'm never going to try to one-up you, especially when it comes to something horrifying or tragic.
No, you win this.
But I will this week.
Yes.
As I said, I went to Canada and I took Air Canada, which has always been a great airline, and never had any issues on any flights with anything with them. And I'm not blaming them for what I'm about to tell you happened, but I am blaming them for some of the
aftermath.
Things in play.
Yeah.
And how it was handled. So it was a full flight. It was a red eye flight. And I'm always hoping it won't be so full. I'm like, nobody else is dumb enough to leave at midnight and arrive right. somewhere at 8 a.m. in another time zone. But they did. And there was several cancellations. So this happened on the flight there and the way back, where they had to combine flights. So we were full. There was no open seats.
Oh, wow.
So I always prefer an aisle. I can't stand to not be able to stretch my legs out and get up whenever I want. And it was a large plane, but like the aisles on the left and right sides were two seats each. And then there was like four seats across
in
the middle aisles. Mm. So I come on, I'm like, you know, about a third of the flight has boarded, and I get to my seat and this guy just glares at me. And I know this seems dumb and no, I'm not making this up. It stood out to me to begin with that he was glaring at me when I sat down, and I thought, get over it, buddy. You know, I didn't say it, but I thought, you're in for a rude awakening, pal. I'm not taking the only seat to be a jerk. This is my seat.
Right.
So he was being kind of sketchy and kept glaring at me. And I just decided to ignore him. I'm like, he's not even acknowledging me. I was trying to find my headphone jack and I couldn't. And he seemed very annoyed with that. And I said, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to find where the headphones plug in. And he showed me, and then I'm like, thank you. And I thought, great, we don't have to talk the rest of the flight.
Right.
So I'm not one to be able to fall asleep on planes that easily. Well, I was out cold. I was going to read and I'm like, I'm so tired. I'm going to take advantage of this. Maybe I'll sleep for a little bit. I am like in full REM sleep mode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about an hour and a half into the flight and I am woken up by somebody shaking me very hard. I immediately open my eyes, which are so bloodshot, they're like bleeding, and look at him, and his eyes are bugging out of his head. He has his hand covering his mouth, and he's shaking his head like this.
Oh, no.
Like, literally out of something out of a science fiction movie. How his head was moving that fast, I will never know. I ripped my seatbelt off, and I mean ripped it off, and leapt like a leprechaun into the aisle and ran two aisles up and went off to the right into the galley where all of those locked silver cabinets are.
Right.
I did that to give him full run of the aisle. We were closer to first class, so I'm like, there's a bathroom right there, or you can run the length of this big old plane to the back. Either way, there's a bathroom in both areas. He followed me into the galley, and everything was fine until I noticed he was in there, and he keeps shaking his head and is staring at me and standing right in front of me. Then I started kind of screaming. I don't know how to explain it. I got more and more frantic, and this all happened in such a quick time. I said, I don't know what you want me to do. I can't help you. There's no bags in here. I don't know what you... This isn't a bathroom. There's not a bathroom in here.
Oh, my God.
At that point, I was screaming, there's not a bathroom in here. And the next thing I know, he projectile vomited, but at about a foot distance from me, in my face.
No.
And when I tell you, all over me, I mean, I didn't even realize until several minutes later when I got a glimpse of myself, all over me, front and back. I was so horrified and so filled with adrenaline. I ran to the back of the plane, left him there, didn't even ask if he was okay. I couldn't even think.
Well, screw that guy.
And I was like, not crying. I was, you know, when you get so emotional, it's like if you're in a car accident or you witness, you get like pumped with adrenaline and you're like half crying, half not laughing, but just you feel like a mad woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, passenger just threw up all over me.
Oh my God.
I could barely get it out.
I don't know how you weren't vomiting yourself.
Well, that's what the stewardess kept asking me after she angrily asked me, why did he get up?
Like you have any idea.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like I know. And by the way, the amount that he threw up and the force, even if he had done it in the bag.
Yeah, because that was my thing.
It would have hit me and there would have been problems just from smelling it. I would have puked.
Ugh.
So I said, I don't know. two of the flight attendants stood there like deer in headlights the entire time, just staring at me with their eyes wide open. The third flight attendant, nicely, I felt so bad she had to do this, did her best, I guess, to attempt to clean me off. And the minute she started touching me, she started dry heaving.
Yeah, of course.
The whole time. And she kept saying, I don't know how you're not throwing up. And I'm like, keep saying it.
Stop
and I will.
Talking about it. Yeah.
I said, I'm literally shaking. I am in such shock right now. I don't even know how to feel about it. So they didn't have towels on the plane. I understand you're not going to use like a terry cloth towel, but I'd like to think that they have certain things if there's
like
an emergency to be
towel,
absorbent.
Yes.
A rag, anything. They had like eco-friendly paper towels, which she was getting wet and trying her best to wipe me down. She then opened up coffee pods, like they have like filters that are kind of like sewn together that they obviously toss in the coffee machine.
This is crazy to me.
Yeah, she started patting me down, and I literally said, "What's happening? What are you doing?" She goes, "I don't know. It's coffee. I thought it would help with the odor." Then one of the women who didn't do anything grabbed an industrial air freshener that I wouldn't buy for an enemy at the dollar store.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sprayed me down with that. I almost puked from the smell of that fake faux floral explosion. So we got vomit. We got probably Sanka coffee. And we have the air freshener. And then my pièce de résistance. She then opens one of the cabinets and pulls out like a maternity size maxi pad.
I can't.
And unwraps it. And I'm literally staring at her thinking, what the hell is happening here? Unwraps it and hands it to me, puts it in my hand. And I said, what is this? Why are you giving me this? She said, I don't know. I just thought it would help maybe be more absorbent. What was I supposed to do with it? Oh, I'm sorry. I remember now. They handed me a travel blanket in case I, quote, would like to remove my shirt and wrap that around me.
What?
Newsflash. I'm not a delicate flower or a little lady.
No travel blanket would even fit around my boobs.
Thank you. If I was a size zero, best believe I would have taken off all of it, gone barefoot, and worn it like a sarong.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was going to take it off and have it be like a bolero length capelet around me.
No.
So I didn't have a choice. And I will wrap up the story. The worst part of it was I then had to spend another 3 hours for the remainder of the flight. I couldn't get off that flight fast enough. And then when we landed, they're like, we're sorry, ladies and gentlemen, because we're an hour late. There's no longer a gate. So we're going to have to wait until there's one available. We sat for an additional hour on the tarmac.
Hour. Oh, my God.
And then once we got to the gate, you have to walk through the international terminal, of which there's no bathrooms or anything. You get off and you're like in this corridor, and then you have to go through customs, which can take 10 minutes or 2 hours, and then go and retrieve your baggage.
And you had no clothes to change into, nothing.
Which I will now, no joke, at the very least, put a t-shirt and maybe some small enough travel essentials.
I think we've all learned that lesson today, just from your story. Like, we're telling you right now, listeners, always pack an extra t-shirt.
For real.
I mean.
And I'm telling you, Dana, I was in shock until I went in the bathroom afterwards because I was so haggard and disheveled. And when I looked in the mirror.
This is the worst. This is the worst part.
Uh-huh. It was in my eyelashes. And then. That's when I started dry heaving and hysterically crying at the same time.
Oh my God, of course.
Because I was so freaked out and so horrified.
I said to you, it's biological assault.
Yes.
It's so gross. Yeah. You don't know this person. It's not baby vomit.
Well, that was my fear. And I'm not kidding. The first thing, once I like calmed down enough to think straight, I'm like, I don't know if this guy has a cold or freaking tuberculosis.
He could have been a werewolf. You don't know. You don't know.
I'll tell you what I do know. Do you want to know what the consolation prize was for me 8 days later when I finally heard back from Air Canada?
What?
an email, not a phone call, because they don't have a customer service line. You have to do everything. I received a generic email letting me know they're sorry for the minor inconvenience that I experienced, and offered me a $25 voucher for use on a future flight with them.
$25.
Not happening. And I filled something out on the plane because they told me I would be reimbursed for dry cleaning.
No, reimburse me for my stink ass flight.
Yes, it was awful. And again, there's nothing in order if something like that happens. You don't have, I don't care if it was a pair of like generic scrubs or something for a size 4XL Air Canada t-shirt for anyone. It would fit anyone no matter what happens on the plane. Yes. What if someone got cut? What if someone throws up? Like, weird things happen.
I mean, Qantas has pajamas and slippers.
I wish I had been on Qantas.
Did you throw those clothes away?
No.
I think I would have had to throw them away.
It's really messed up, and we'll see if I can ever bring myself to wear it again. When I arrived and my aunt picked me up, she's like, "You need to just throw those out." I'm like, "I can't." She's like, "Why?"
Is this
like,
your favorite?
It's my favorite shirt.
See?
It's my favorite shirt. And she was like, "Okay, well, that's your choice." And she goes, "Yes, I mean, you could wash it." But she goes, "I think psychologically you're never going to be able to put that on
again." I'm not sure.
And I'm
you
like,
will
"You're
either.
Probably right.
You're always going to think, like, Cutter peed on my makeup bag and I washed it 3 times. And then I took it out and I was like, no, I still smell it. And I think legit it's still there. But I think even if it wasn't, it's implanted in my brain that I'm like, do I smell pee?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be like, do I smell Stranger Vomit?
I took.
Oh my God, that's a new Netflix series. Stranger Things, Stranger Vomit.
Oh my God. I took like a giant like industrial trash bag from them when I was on the plane, went into the bathroom, changed my clothes before I met my family, when I got my luggage, and then when I got to my aunt's, I left it outside in the garbage bag, and then...
Whose car did you have to ride in?
My aunt's. I felt so bad.
Yeah, how were they not all dry heaving?
I mean, I think it's okay because the bag was sealed up. I'm serious, because I had changed my clothes. Like I said to them, I'm like... If by chance I, because I couldn't remember if I get my baggage before you see people and arrivals, again, because it's international, it's like set up in different areas. But I said, regardless, I'm not as much as even going to wave at you until I have gone in the bathroom and changed my clothes.
I was literally,
because I texted her when I landed,
bathe myself in lye.
Well,
just to get like the outer layers of skin off my body.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. When I got to her house, I literally walked directly in and directly upstairs and took a Silkwood shower for about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, though, if we had frog injectables, none of us would be having this problem. That's honestly the worst.
It is beyond.
I don't think I've ever heard of that happening.
I mean,
I am curious why his instinct was to follow you.
Correct. And I'm sorry, turn away from me at the very least.
Don't stare me in the face and vomit on my front.
And while this all happened, nobody ever went up there to see what was going on.
At least put your head down towards the floor.
I know. Nobody did anything on the plane. Nobody flinched. I'm like, by the way, this is like after I'm standing there getting cleaned up. I'm like, he's still puking. One of you might want to go up there.
Oh my God. What was that dude's story, man?
I don't know. But the woman that went down there that had to deal with it literally looks like if they made flight attendant uniforms for The Handmaid's Tale.
What?
Because the suits, the Air Canada is sort of like a burgundy red, and it's actually like a fitted suit. But she was walking down the aisle with like what looked like a welder's mask. So it kind of, it looked like the bonnet that they wear, but clear and facing down on her. I don't know how to explain it to you. It literally kind of looked like a welder's mask. And she had a surgical mask on under that.
Because it's a biohazard.
Yeah. And then she had something over her suit.
Oh my God. Where did they put, did they sit you next to someone else?
No. Well, they said, well, we're happy to move you. And then that's when I like got really emotional and I'm like, well, great. So now I'm the creep that's going to ruin someone else's
flight.
Yeah,
if you came and sat by me, I'd be emailing the airline for my $25 certificate.
But I said, I'm like, I don't want to sit back with him. And what am I supposed to do? Now you're going to make somebody else sit with him. They're like, no, we have a preferred seating. It was their bulkhead row nobody got, because you have to pay $60. to have more leg room and not be able to store your bags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're like, we'll put you up there. Well, again, there's still people next to me and behind me.
I'm sure you stunk to high heaven.
Oh, please. It was absolutely vile. And then I lost it because they were like, well, we'll move you up there, but you can't take your bags up there with you. And I was like, to hell, I can't. I'm like, what I just went through, and I'm going to be sitting like this for hours. I'm not waiting for this plane to deboard to then come back and get my purse and backpack.
Uh-uh. No
and they way. They somehow found a way to put it in first class, which had like two people in it.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they have given me one of those first class beds?
Yeah, no kidding. So you could roll around in that vomit.
I would have disrobed and wrapped myself in a down comforter.
Or a sheet. Didn't they have sheets?
I could have made a toga.
Yes.
I actually know how to do that. Clip it with one of those wings like they used to give you on Delta or Eastern. Like a kilt pin to keep my toga on.
I really can't believe that happened.
Sorry, I think I just screamed in your ear and everyone's for that matter for 20 minutes. I apologize.
It's the worst.
It was really traumatizing. No joke.
Yeah, I can't even imagine that happening. I would have just literally been a walking vomit tank.
Yeah, I thought of you immediately. I'm like, oh, Dana would have thrown up back on him. Like, it would have just been like dueling throw-ups.
Throw-ups, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Like, just a hose that wouldn't turn off.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. Not like anyone enjoys vomit. But right now, if you threw up on me, I'm not kidding, I wouldn't freak out. A, because it's you,
mm-hmm.
and we're at your house, and I would deal with it, and I'd borrow a t-shirt from you, and I'd go home, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact that it was being stuck on a plane, and that it was a complete stranger.
Mm-hmm.
If it had been a friend or fam, or I wouldn't have cared. I let people's kids, I've touched their snot and changed their diapers, and that doesn't bother me. A stranger's puke, I don't wish it on my next worst enemy.
Yeah, okay? Stranger vomit. That's assault.
Ugh.
I can't. I'm sorry that happened
peeps.
To you. I'm sorry that happened to you. I feel like in 3 years it might be funny to you. It's awful.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Okay, should we move on to your rant?
Oh my God.
As if that wasn't a rant.
I know. That should have just been enough of a rant for both of us. Okay. This is a rant that comes to us from a listener in Atlanta. And her rant is, people who feel the need to tell everyone on social media about their diet and or gym routine or workout habits. I don't give a shit if you're on your second workout of the day or that you're eating a handful of kale for dinner and you're so full. Good for you for your healthy lifestyle, but I'm on Instagram to see cute puppies and inspirational quotes.
Thank
not
you.
Your treadmill.
Yes.
And then she did the eye roll emoji.
I mean, it is true. It's the same thing as like, when you're hanging out with a friend and they're like, oh man, I'm sore. And you're like, oh no, why? You think they've tripped or fallen or hit their head on a kitchen cabinet. Mm-hmm. I do that frequently. And then they're like, I just been working out so hard. And you're like, okay, shut up.
I had a monster session with my delts yesterday.
Okay, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I fully understand you're proud of what you're doing and you should be. I should eat better. That's why I don't want you shoving it in my face. I don't want to know about what's your container propagating. What is this? What's it called?
What container?
Where on Sunday you bake a whole bunch of stuff and you stuff them in containers.
Food prep?
Food prep.
Meal prep?
Meal prep. There's nothing more boring to look at than your Tupperware stacked in your fridge. I am sorry. I would rather look at your dog's pile of shit in the backyard and try to find a face in it than I would look at your Tupperware propagations.
I have to tell you, I'm actually jealous when I see that. Not because I think, ooh, that looks so appetizing. I think I wish, because I've said
it's
it
so
for years.
It's so prepared and organized. And
this week, I'm going to do it. I'm going to cut a bunch of raw vegetables so I can throw salads together each week for us
and
to
then,
take to work.
And then measure
it never
my
happens.
Dressing and then put it in and then just shake it up and it's
measure
ready to
it.
Go.
I don't measure it. I just fill up the biggest condiment cup I have. I love me some condiments.
Me too. I'm a dip girl.
I'm an everything girl, okay?
I love a salad dressing. I love an aioli.
Yes.
I love a straight up cup of mayonnaise.
Hilarious.
Barbecue sauce. Arby's sauce.
Do you know, I didn't have any food and my friend brought over a bag of fresh corn chips for me. Uh-huh. She had a bunch of food. And she's like, I got to get these out of my house. I'm like, well, don't bring them to me. And it was like too late. She was already on the way. Uh-huh. I wanted something with those chips so bad. So I dipped it in Greek yogurt, pretending like it was sour cream.
Jessica!
Plain, not vanilla or flavor.
Jessica, you just turned into 5 Minute Crafts. That is literally like dipping your corn chips in ketchup. What is wrong with you?
I really suggest you try.
No, stop it right now. Just stop it, you fucking foodie. You should be ashamed of yourself. I just handed you 2 food and wine magazines. Had I known you dipped a corn chip in a Greek yogurt, you are not worthy of Food and Wine magazine.
I'm crying right now.
I'm so angry at you.
I would wig out if somebody told me that and I would actually be so angry. I'm telling you, it was good.
No, Jessica, the types of food you talk about, poupoulet, also the la chanteuse, et la drizzle, also la vivi, and you dipped a corn chip in a yogurt.
Oh my God, I did.
Not to mention, if you had a bucket of sour cream, is that your go-to for your sour cream?
No.
A corn chip?
No, it would be Frito pie.
I'll give you that. I
oh
like a
my
Frito
God.
Pie. Why didn't
oh
my you have God. Any food? Why were you so desperate? I would have ordered you DoorDash.
Because I was out of town and I hate grocery shopping anyways. And when I came home, what food we did have in the fridge was literally like mold. Like the vegetables were 2 weeks old. So
yeah.
I was like,
there's Postmates, there's DoorDash, there's Uber Eats. They'll bring you McDonald's.
Chips and yogurt.
No, stop it. Well, somebody should apply for 5 Minute Crafts. Oh, here's a hack, guys. If you're starving, take corn chips and whatever liquid you have in the fridge that isn't rotten and dip away.
Oh my God. I'm going to apply to be a contributor to 5 Minute Crafts.
Good. Let's do it together. We'll do an Instagram takeover because then I can show
it.
How I use binder clips for everything. Clothes that are too big, chip sacks.
Yes. That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. We need a cleansing breath.
We totally do.
That was a lot of puke.
Oh, my God.
A lot of bad behavior. That's what it was. It was bad behavior with your chip dipping. Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Breathe in. And no, just kidding.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and move into our corners here.
Perfect segue for Perfect this corner. Segue.
I'm always really good at segues anyway.
Bringing us to Weirdo of the Week.
Weirdo of the Week. I got a good one for us, guys.
You're weird. You're so very weird. Why must you leave your weirdness here?
I hate it so much. Also, I'm furious that you took the snot rag you have in your hand and you waved it around like a kerchief as if you were one of the three tenors.
Oh my God. La Donnes Movie.
Stop waving your snot Kleenex.
Oh my God. I really did.
This is one of the nastiest episodes we've ever had. So let me move right into this title. Man spends almost 5 days sitting on a toilet bowl.
No.
Sets world record. Okay. What? So I got this from odditycentral.com. It's very recent, July 15th. It's under the category news. 48-year-old Jimmy Dufresne from Belgium recently set a new world record for the longest time spent sitting on a toilet after spending 5 days on a toilet bowl in a bar. After breaking the world record for the longest time spent ironing nonstop, 82 hours, in 2016, Jimmy Dufresne recently set his sights on another bizarre world record attempt, the longest time spent sitting on a toilet bowl. There was no official record to break. Because why?
Mm-mm.
As Guinness World Records had no such category. Yeah, Guess why?
Okay.
But Dufresne had heard of a man who allegedly spent 100 hours sitting on a throne. Nope, mad about that. I don't like that writing.
I don't either.
Central, and thought he could do better. That's your thought?
I hate him.
I can do better than that. He set himself a goal of 168 hours and spent almost 5 days last week sitting on a toilet bowl at Phillips Place Bar in Austin.
Never going there.
Nope, but had to quit after only 116 hours. This is directly I'm reading from, as his body just couldn't handle it anymore. What does that mean? Did he have a prolapsed anus? Is that why his body couldn't handle it? Because honestly, I tell my son all the time, I'm like, don't you sit on that toilet for too long playing around. Because boys and men, I don't know what it is, but they love sitting on the toilet.
It's like a recliner for them, and they'll just take a novel and read Moby Dick while they're in there.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I just want to do my business and go. I say, don't you sit on that toilet. You're going to get hemorrhoids. Now, he doesn't know what hemorrhoids is, so I explained it and said, that's where sores come out of your bottom.
Dina! Giving a child nightmares.
Well, he doesn't sit on the toilet anymore for long. He does his business and he leaves.
Oh,
that's
my
where sores
God.
Come out of your bottom.
That is so horrifying.
5 days he sat on there in a bar, not even at his house.
First of all, do you sit on toilets in bars?
No.
I don't.
I don't want to touch it.
Thank you. When I was 5, my grandmother taught me the art of hovering, and I have done it ever since at a public bathroom.
Of course.
But it makes me furious when people do dumb stuff like this. Like, if you want to do something, go do like a walk-a-thon or
Thank
a bike-a-thon.
You. Volunteer somewhere.
But like, do something where it's like, oh my God, beat the odds. You rode 100 miles and raised money for like the AIDS life cycle that they have in California every year, or the Susan J. Komen breast cancer walk where people we know walked for 3 days. Even that, they had a break. Okay. Yeah. They walked for miles every day. When I was in college, there was a cheesy radio station that had a contest every year, and we went once because our friend was in it, and it actually made me nauseous and angry. People had to stand up and stay awake. Whoever was the last man standing, quote unquote, literally, won like a pontoon. You know those boats?
Yes,
like a
yes.
floating party boat, if you will. So people were there. You could go to the bathroom, I guess. I don't remember how it worked, but you had to be standing up and stay awake. That is just not healthy normal on the body.
Well, there's a Toyota truck. There's a documentary about it where people put their hands on a brand new Toyota truck.
Yes, that's what it was. The
last
hand.
One. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Last
the hand was
standing.
On the boat.
There's a documentary out there about it.
Yep.
It's insanity. But also, like, you've got so little going on in your life that you're like, I know, I'll sit on a toilet. I can beat 168 hours.
It's so disturbing.
And his previous accomplishment was 18 hours of ironing. What are you ironing?
No.
And why?
And why do you want to?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I can't handle ironing a single shirt.
No. I don't know how to iron. My husband irons. I don't. I specifically buy clothes that don't need an iron.
Thank you.
You will never see me in linen. But it's like, that's what you chose? And also, if I was the bar, I'd say no. And also, why would you want to be in a public place where people are coming in, especially a bar, where they're pooping and vomiting?
Seriously, I didn't even think about that. I guess the bar was in on it. Because don't
guess.
You finally, doesn't somebody go,
they would have to close.
I've been in here for a couple hours and there's some guy still sitting in there.
He may be dead. Oh, he's from Belgium. Do your Belgium accent.
Oh, I really can't.
What?
I can't. That was just a weird.
I don't even know what language they speak.
They speak
Dutch?
French.
Oh, soups.
But there seems to be a slightly different accent when they speak in English, I think.
That is not my forte.
No.
Not geology. Geography. Geometry.
Belgium.
Anyway, I'm dumb.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that's my weirdo of the week.
Well, I have another weirdo of the week.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's a double weirdo. It's a 2-pack.
Oh yeah.
We seem to
never run out of weirdos. No. Okay, so
most people are probably a little bit taken aback about the dolls. Such a good little plastic cook.
What the fuck is that?
I'm not showing people, especially when I get that dreaded question of, oh, what do you do for fun? Well, let me show you what I do for fun.
It was overwhelming.
If we're going to be the creepy doll people, we're going to own it.
Are they putting it in a car seat?
If we're gonna be the creepy doll people, then we're gonna own it. I wish I could take credit for that horrifying Jack in the Box music in the background. No, that's what this video is set to.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a couple who owns what they call 200 plastic children. They're dolls. They're dolls.
Together. It's not just the wife.
No, it's the husband and wife. By the way, his name is Malachi.
Oh.
You know, children of the corn. They are so creepy. And
what's so weird is they look perfectly normal.
The people. Uh-huh. They really don't.
Oh, you don't think so? I just saw them for a minute.
Does she look normal?
Well, not with those two dolls. No.
They take some of them out.
Yeah,
on
they were
shopping
in
trips.
Car seat.
Oh, you want to know why? They're going to the store to buy it baby clothes because they change their outfits. They're all named, and they're creepiest one of all. She set them up in the kitchen in a scene. They were making blueberry muffins together, and she pointed out the one that is her husband's favorite, and he said, "Yeah, she's daddy's girl."
Ew!
I cannot. I am hesitant to put them on blast, but I might choose to link. They do have an Instagram page.
They have their own Instagram page?
Yep.
Oh, I have to follow them.
Do you want me to tell you what? I'm scared that they're going to come after
us. I thought this was just like some weird documentary. Where do they live?
I don't know. I don't want to know. I want them to stay as far away from us as possible. All my plastic children. Here you go.
Ooh, what a catchy Instagram handle.
All dot my dot plastic dot children. Because apparently all my plastic children without dots was taken.
Plastic children are perfect children.
Look, breakfast time for the chickens. And wait, it's a doll posed.
With her chickens.
With chickens.
With chickens.
I can't.
Madeline and Malachi.
Uh-huh. Oh, the husband's favorite doll is the one whose wrists turn around because he said it makes her even more real and she can be posed better than the other children.
Right around his penis.
God. Look at them.
They just look creepy.
I do not like it.
Look at this one with the thrift store baby doll haircut.
Yeah, yeah. These are like older dolls. I'm not going to say as old as Victorian, but they're older style dolls, which are super creepy.
They're definitely the creepy kind that you see in horror movies.
I hate this one. Look
at
her.
What's wrong with her face?
I don't know, but I don't like her at all. Oh, look.
She has a fat forehead
that
comes down almost to her nose.
They have a post that says, always be yourself unless you can be a creepy doll person.
Then always be a creepy doll. They're aware they're weird.
You know what? I don't know. And if you watch that video,
I guess, but like, I'm like, at first I was thinking, come on, guys, just foster children or something. But no, they shouldn't be allowed to have children.
Here's one of her with a doll with a birthday hat on, and she's feeding him cake and saying, finish your cake, dear.
That's his gotcha day.
I just can't. I hate them all. I hate them all. This one looks like Lady Elaine from Mr. Rogers.
It's a baby Lady Elaine before she became an alcoholic.
Her name's Polly Marie.
Oh, man.
Please stop, all of you weirdos. Just stop it.
It's so, yeah. At least they found each other. That's proof that there's someone for everyone.
I know. Well, I always want to know, it's like, do they meet because they're in that weird world? Or did this start after they were a couple and started with a doll and then it just grew?
I
really don't want to know. Do I really care the history of them?
I kind of do. I kind of do. It makes me feel like I'm not as weird as I thought I was.
Oh, you are absolutely not.
Wow.
It's really too much.
We definitely need to get into our raves because...
We do, and I need to stop yelling. Will you please take us into a lovely, sweet rave?
I will. Okay, so my rave today, I believe, comes from a listener, right?
Yes.
Yeah. This is called Angels Among Us Pet Rescue. Their website's angelsrescue.org. It is a nonprofit volunteer-based organization dedicated to rescuing dogs and cats from high-kill shelters in North Georgia. They operate through a network of foster homes in the North Metro Atlanta area. Our efforts are funded by tax-deductible contributions from compassionate people and organizations who care and want to help make a difference one pet at a time. Their mission is to rescue one until there are none. Oh, I love that. The vision of Angels Among Us Pet Rescue is to end animal suffering and create a world in which there are no longer unwanted pets, which I love. And if you go to their website, they have videos and pictures of all of these animals, and it's just precious. I love people that, you know, it's easy to look past animals because they're not children. There's so many people and things that need help and rescues and all of this stuff. But animals are just so special. If you don't have a pet and you have any interest in getting one, but you're like, I don't know, I'd like to travel, blah, blah, blah. Listen, there are ways to figure it out. Because I'm telling you, animals bring you unconditional love, unless they're Cutter. Which reminds me, I wonder if they would take Cutter. No, I think what they're doing is absolutely lovely. They have volunteer opportunities. You can donate to them.
Also, another amazing thing, you brought up a great point. Like when people say, oh, I have to travel or what would I do and all that, especially for people who are busy or you're just trying to figure out how to make it work, consider fostering.
Absolutely.
Because you are not obligated. Obviously, no. That's to foster, not to, doesn't mean some people end up keeping their animal.
Sure. They call them foster fails. Yeah,
totally. But you can foster and then at least have the love of an animal and get them a home for a week or a couple of weeks until they're placed in a permanent home.
Absolutely. I just met a lady. I'll tell you about this experience later, but I met a lady. Her name is Bee, and she lives in Hesperia, California, and she fosters for an organization there. And she said basically she'll get anywhere from, you know, one kitten to 10 kittens.
Wow.
But then she'll just have them for 1 week to 3 weeks. And she said it's actually really lovely because she gets to love on them.
Yeah.
And she was showing me pictures, like she had a kitten cuddle party where there were just so like cute 10 kittens on her chest, and she said it was just heavenly. But she doesn't have the responsibility. They provide the food and stuff, you know, they provide everything. They just come drop them off. And then she also helps get the word out on social media. Hey, these, you know, these kittens are coming up for adoption soon. And so anyway, there's all kinds of ways you can help. Fostering is a wonderful way. Most organizations too, if you live in the Atlanta, northern Atlanta area, they always need volunteers to come and help feed, help clean up, and cuddle.
Yep.
You know, just to keep them used to people and help them find homes and things like that. So anyway, angelsamongus.org, I believe, is there. Oh, it's angelsrescue.org. We'll put that in the show notes.
Totally.
Anyway, they're wonderful. I love that they want to help make a difference one pet at a time.
I know.
They have rescued 15,000 animals since 2009.
That's a lot. That's amazing.
It's amazing. And they were listed. I actually looked them up and they were listed on this website that's like some of the best nonprofits.
Oh,
it's a
so
whole
nice
website. So anyway, they're really legit. They're doing great work. We love you, Angels Among Us. You are Angels Among Us. Thank you.
They're so sweet.
I love it. We'll post some cute pictures of animals.
Indeed. My rave also comes from the same listener in Atlanta. Thank you. She sent us two amazing raves. This is Ahimsa House, and pardon my pronunciation. It's the Sanskrit principle of nonviolence. Up to 71% of victims entering domestic violence shelters report that their abusers threatened, injured, or killed the family pets. So what this organization does, it was founded in 2004 by Emily Christie after she lost a pet to domestic violence. Ahimsa House became Georgia's first and only organization dedicated to helping the human and animal victims of domestic violence reach safety together. Originally, Ahimsa House maintained a central shelter for animals at a confidential location in Metro Atlanta. In fall 2006, we recognized the need to change our program model in an effort to operate more cost-effectively and to better serve victims statewide. In 2007, they launched their redesigned direct services program, which houses animals via a network of foster homes and boarding facilities across the state. So some of the other things they do is a 24-hour statewide crisis line, veterinary care for pets with injuries and other health conditions due to the abuse, assistance in transporting pets, pet food, pet supplies, assistance in including pets in safety planning, legal advocacy to assist victims. They also have a number of outreach services programs. So you know, people don't think about that kind of stuff.
I would have never thought about it in a million years.
I haven't really talked much about this, but when I act for the police, you know, I play a victim of domestic violence to train police officers. And one of the first questions that they always ask, whether it's talking to the victim that I'm playing directly or to my neighbor that another actor plays and stuff like that, is, are there any pets?
Really?
Have you ever seen this person show aggression towards a pet and stuff like that? Because people don't think about it, but oftentimes it either starts with the animals and goes to humans, or it was started with humans and trickles on to the animals.
Wow.
And there's a number of reasons why people don't leave. So that's a story for another time. But it's something that I can't stand hearing people's judgment about. There's so many reasons why people don't and or can't leave.
Yes.
And here's a perfect example. Maybe they have a pet. What are they going to do with the pet?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of shelters cannot have the animals due to people's allergies or health regulations, things like that. So it's amazing that this helps get the women placed in a temporary safe place and that they can do the same animals. For their animals.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah, it's something it just wouldn't cross your mind initially.
No.
That's really amazing. Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful organization. And their website is fantastic. And you can read so much about all these amazing things that they're doing and their violence hotline. And they have a safety alert hotline. It's just amazing. Their website is Ahimsa House, AHIMSAHOUSE.org. Thank them for all the work that they're doing.
Absolutely. And I want to say too, sometimes when we talk about these places, you know, these things, they're in specific places.
Yes.
So like this one specifically is in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you, if you are not there and you need some kind of service like this, you call them, you contact them, and they will put you in touch with someone near you that can help you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I am sure they would do anything they can to find someone or something that can help you where you are.
Absolutely.
So if this speaks to you in any way and you're like, well, crap, I'm not in Atlanta, call them anyway. Get some information from them.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they'll let you be anonymous, like whatever you need. Keep yourself and your fur baby safe.
Yes.
Because it's hard. It is. There are so many things that we don't think about because we're not in that situation.
Right.
That keeps people in dangerous environments.
Yes.
So if this speaks to you, call them no matter where you are.
Yeah.
I love that they're doing that. It's such
too.
A specific thing that I would have never thought of. But hearing this makes me go, oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people don't even want to get divorced because they don't want to split custody of their animals.
No, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It really is devastating because your animals become like your children.
Mm-hmm.
They're not plastic dolls, but they are very meaningful to you.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's very beautiful. Thanks for sharing those things with us, listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I love it. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
Wow.
I think we need to go to a spa and relax now.
My God. It was really packed. I hope people laughed.
Me too.
I don't know.
I hope you didn't get sick.
So honestly, in summary, I'm a complete weirdo. I vomit a lot. Jessica got puked on. Some people set records on the toilet. I tell my son that he'll get butt sores.
My God.
This episode is ridiculous. Well, just to keep it weird.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go, you want to tell everybody how they can contact us in case they want to send us more weird shit?
Please do. On Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast, Twitter at @raves_the, email therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Or contact us through our website, therantsandravespodcast.com.
Yeah, we really love you guys and we want to bring joy and laughter and also just shine a light on some important things like don't fucking puke on someone on a plane.
Okay.
Oh my God. So usually I end the show with like a point to ponder or something I really enjoy. I put it under weekly point to ponder just because I want you to think about it. But it's really just a fact. So here we go. And then we're going to be out of here, you guys. Jessica.
Yes.
Did you know that Elizabeth I, she had underwear testers?
Why?
They would wear her underwear for her just in case someone tried to poison her crotch. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Hope your underwear aren't dangerous. If it is, don't hire me. I ain't wearing your panties first. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.